Hello and welcome to your Friday Pulse. I'm Tamara and today I'm joined by Anna Rose, Elliot and Olivia. And we will be discussing a lot of different topics for you today. Firstly, we'll be talking about the Chris Williamson lecture protest, which took place today in the University of Nottingham. We will then be talking about US Republicans seeking sanctions on Turkey over Syria. And finally, we will be talking about Britain's so-called seduction boot camps. First, we'll be talking about the Chris Williamson lecture protest, which happened today. And firstly, we have some clips from students today who were partaking in the protest.
I'm here with some of the protesters who have come from two different political parties within the university. So I'm here with Lib Dems and Labour, who are here to protest anti-Semitism. I just want to ask, why are you here in order to support this protest?
I think it's unacceptable that the university is willing to give a platform to someone that is anti-Semitic, and this really legitimises his views, like his credible status as a politician, and especially after so many organisations have called for him to be uninvited. I think it's just disgraceful that the uni still invited him.
And he's also being platformed still as a Labour MP, which he's not. He was suspended for anti-Semitism. We sent a statement out from Labour students that offered several other alternatives who were also Labour MPs in the area who could have easily come, but unfortunately nothing's been done. He's still here, so we're here to cause as much disruption as possible and make sure that his views can't be properly platformed.
Do you think that the sort of recent, what literally has just happened in like the past day, of his High Court claim in order to kind of be unsuspended from the Labour Party should have also sort of been taken into account, even though it's like a sort of very last minute thing in order with the talk?
I imagine he'll get questions about it, but he appealed his re-suspension, which, you know, didn't make a difference because he's still suspended from the party. He was when he was invited to talk, he is still now. So even though it's happened, it really hasn't changed his position at all, other than legitimising the fact that he's not a Labour MP and he probably won't ever be again.
We now have interviews with the SU president, James Feasey.
As a full-time officer committee, we have agreed that we are disappointed that the department chose to invite this speaker in the first place, and we stand by our JSOC and Jewish students who are rightfully upset at this. There are other speakers who could have been available, and we shouldn't be platforming anti-Semitic voices just full stop. And I would encourage everyone to show some solidarity with the Jewish community and be really clear on that. At the moment, there's a lecture going on, I think it's right now, with a counter-lecture organised with another MP, and I'm glad that we could support that going on as well.
We've just been hearing some audio from the protest today about the Chris Williamson lecture, and now I wanted to ask my fellow panellists what they think about the Chris Williamson lecture. Do you think that he should have been allowed to give this lecture? Do you think that this was a bit of an oversight by the university? Do you think that it definitely should have changed, or that this was or that the protest was sort of unnecessary?
I mean, Chris Williamson is my local MP. I'm proud to say that I didn't vote for him, but I'm not proud to say again that he is my acting MP. But and the actions he did. I mean, as much as I believe in, again, I'm a total believer in free speech, but I also definitely believe in the social consequences of what you say. And what he said was out of order. I completely disagree with racism. I don't think it has any place in today's society at all. So I think it was an oversight by the SU to invite someone who has been actively discriminatory towards people, especially in a position like a position of power, like a member of parliament, representing thousands of people. It just seems like there could be so many better people to invite than someone who was suspended due to anti-Semitic behaviour. And it just seems like an oversight to me. I think as much as I think protests often are a massive waste of time, they don't get anything achieved. I think it's the thought was there, and I think the whole putting the message out that, you know, it's not okay, I think that was the right thing to do.
I agree that it was an oversight, him being invited, but I completely disagree with protests being a waste of time. Protests are probably one of the most crucial parts of our democracy. And I think it was completely relevant, it being, well, there being a protest, like raising awareness and getting people involved in politics.
I also think from the audio that we heard, both the SU and students seem to be against him appearing as a guest lecturer. And I think it's, an oversight of the university to have invited him on in the first place. Other universities around the country have not invited him on as a guest lecturer because he's been suspended, and they've chosen to go with other MPs instead. And I think other MPs who haven't been suspended can provide as good of a kind of lecture or talk on politics.
Definitely. Yeah.
When I was talking to sort of people who were part of the Labour Society here earlier on today, they were saying that they completely disagreed with him appearing there, and also that they'd given the university, or they'd given like the Department of Politics, a sort of list of several other people that they could have invited in, but they didn't. They chose to stick with Chris Williamson despite all the backlash, and despite all the backlash being there for quite a while.
The university says that they've been providing support and stuff to students who disagree with the decision. But actually, in that statement they provided us with, did they actually give us any examples of the way that they were doing that? I haven't seen anything on campus to suggest that there's been any kind of extra support given to those students. And to be honest, I don't think the university should be providing a platform for someone who's been suspended because of anti-Semitic remarks.
No, I agree. I also didn't see any way that they were... I'm not entirely sure on the issue about people. I'm not overly informed about the whole... what the university claimed they were trying to do, but I haven't seen any evidence for me, just looking around and, you know, hearing things, because I do try to stay informed that anything like that was happening. And, yeah, it was just... I just think that obviously every institution has a choice of who they're going to invite to speak. So on a university campus where inclusivity, I mean, free speech is an inherent value, I think, of a student union. It should be championed greatly. But it will also, inclusivity and someone who comes out and uses their freedom of speech to make racist remarks and use their actions for racist actions and discriminatory actions, I think that definitely the SU should have looked at that and gone, nah.
Just to make it clear to our listeners, the Students' Union didn't actually have any involvement in inviting Chris Williamson onto campus. It was the university and the politics department that did that.
That's my bad. Sorry.
Just to clarify.
I just misspoke.
Yeah, so, and I think especially as the protest had so many different groups of people, like it wasn't just the Jewish Society, there were people representing the political parties, like Labour were there, the Lib Dems were there, those were the ones I spoke to, even had groups like the Catholic Society there in order to support the Jewish Society and to support the protest against Chris Williamson's lecture. So I think this really shows that it's not just the Jewish Society only protesting about this. It's not just them. This is a wide-ranging group of people who disagree with this, and then also, yeah, it's just...
I completely agree with that, and I think the fact that they've been backed up by our student union as well, who are the representatives for our student body, completely kind of reinforces that.